What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Beginning our trip around the NFC South here on WWL Saints Radio, checking in on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with their sideline reporter, TJ Reeves. Thanks so much for the time. How you been doing, TJ?
We are all good. It's about to be that time, is it not, boys? Bobby, you don't miss this, do you? You don't miss this.
I don't miss getting beat up. I like this time of the year, even though it's like jungle hot in New Orleans for training camp. Reminds me of 1985 in Hammond, Louisiana at Southeastern. It was like where you're just trying to survive practice. I'm not hitting anyone, but losing like 15 pounds. And then they had 2-a-days, and you're doing that like twice a day. Then it was like, no, this is like a job. I didn't really like football, but I thought, well, this is a great way to make a living. But now when you look at it, I think with the new CBA and all that, shame on the players if they don't look forward to training camp. You practice one a day. I always said this, no matter what inclement weather you're dealing with, you can do anything. Like you look at a game like 3 or 4 hours, whatever. Come on. So and right now everyone's chasing the Bucks. And where they're at, and it wasn't that long ago, we were kind of in the Bucs situation where we were winning a bunch of NFC South titles, but it looks like Tampa's still that team.
Yeah, so far there is an air of confidence, and you know how this goes. There's a culture of winning right now. There's an expectation. There's veteran players that have won. There's numerous players still on this team like Mike Evans and Levante David, Vita Vea, Tristan Wirfs, the left tackle, that have all won a Super Bowl. And they set the culture, Bobby, as you know, and set the tone. And they're a confident bunch. They have another new offensive coordinator. What else is new?
Right.
This is the fourth year in a row that they're dealing with a different offensive play caller here. For Baker Mayfield, believe it or not, Bobby, this is the 8th consecutive different offensive coordinator.
Wow.
Going back to Cleveland and then Carolina / the Rams and now to the Buccaneers for 3 years. 8 years in a row he's not had the same guy. So it is a little different for him, but there'll be a lot of similarities to the offense they had a year ago. And I know you want to get into some of those players and some of that stuff, but yeah, it's all starting to crank back up here, and there's a big expectation right now for the Buccaneers.
You know, TJ, you look at any fan base, I don't know, do you truly embrace the coach or you just said, you don't give him enough credit or, you give him a lot of credit. But where is Todd Bowles at? Because I'm looking at Todd Bowles. And look, the Bucs have won 3 consecutive division titles under Bowles, which is as many as John Gruden won in 7 years in Tampa and as many as Tony Dungy and John McKay won combined. So is anybody, the Bucs fan base, are they showing any love to Todd Bowles or are they just like putting up with it? Because I don't think Todd Bowles gets enough credit.
That's a great point that you make, the success that he's had. And I'll tell you what the true litmus test is, guys. The season, his first year without Tom Brady, 2 years ago at this time, July of 2023, everybody, maybe not Bobby Hebert, but everybody else was saying this is going to be a horrific season. Tom Brady's gone. Todd Bowles can't coach. Your salary cap strapped, which they were. So everybody's saying 3-14, you know, 17-game schedule. Everybody's saying dead last. Todd Bowles is getting fired. Baker Mayfield can't play. That's the reason why three teams don't want him. And lo and behold, this team played incredibly hard for him at the end of the year. Won a close, last-second touchdown drive game in Atlanta. Went to Green Bay where the franchise has never won before in December or later, and won a December game at Green Bay that they had to have. Came back home, blew out Jacksonville, clinched the South, won a playoff game with the Eagles, and Todd Bowles is standing around going, any questions? Any questions on whether they believe? And it was similar a year ago where they were struggling going into the bye week, but they put together three or four wins at the end of the year, one of them at L.A. against the Chargers that they won. They won, obviously, the final game of the year. You don't want to hear this against the Saints. It was not easy. But they won that game and clinched the South and clinched another home playoff game. So to answer your question, there is a lot of belief in what Todd Bowles has been able to do on his own without Tom Brady as the head coach the last couple of years. And I think he relishes this right now because his team has shown when the chips are down late in the year, we can win football games.
Now, TJ, now I know he gets credit, that being the general manager and Jason Licht. Yeah, like when you look at the later round draft choices, the bargain free agents, he gets, I should say, a well-deserved extension. So, you know, he's gotten the credit as far as building this team. But are they taking the approach that wanting to get off to a fast start? What I mean by that, I'm looking at the Bucks. They've gotten off to shaky starts, but then when it really matters, they've gone 13-5 in December and January during the past three regular seasons.
Yeah, they've had to do well at the end. Well, where light has struck over and over again is with the middle round draft picks. You can go all the way back to Chris Godwin, who I know he got hurt during last season, but he's been a tremendous Pro Bowl caliber receiver that they got in the third round. And you look last year, I mean, nobody had Bucky Irving on their radar to be an impact running back in the NFL, or else he would have gone before the fourth round. But he was there for the Buccaneers. They took him. Tremendous job from him in his rookie season. Over and over again, they have hit on guys with later round draft picks, not just the guys up in the first and the second round. Yaya Diaby, the pass rusher from Louisville. Again, nobody clamoring to take that guy in the first couple of rounds of the draft, but he ends up making a huge impact his rookie year 2 years ago. Was hurt a little bit last year, but that guy has a high motor, very motivated. Guys, you want to know why he wears number zero, Yaya Diaby? Because he was a zero-star recruit, literally, coming out of high school. A kid that that grew up in Africa, came to the United States as a middle schooler, you know, learned the game of football as a middle schooler and a high schooler. No one recruited him. He went to a military academy in Georgia as a high school, zero-star recruit. He ends up going to Louisville and is an all-ACC second-team pass rusher and ends up getting drafted and now starts in the NFL. So he has worn it as a chip on his shoulder, really, for his time in the NFL, to put a zero on his jersey. I was a zero star, and look at what I've made myself into. And just one other thing, he now has help from a veteran pass rusher in Hassan Reddick. The former Philadelphia Eagle had all the problems last year with a holdout during the year with the Jets. But Hassan Reddick's on a one-year deal with the Buccaneers. If he's got anything left, guys, to be a 10-12 sack guy, Hassan Reddick, Ian Diaby will wreak some havoc in the South right now for the Buccaneers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Well, TJ, talking about causing a lot of chaos, especially in opposing secondaries, and you brought up Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. I think that's one of the reasons. And you look at Evans, he joined the Buccaneers in 2014, had high expectations, seventh overall pick, so he's lived up to those expectations. But I think because of Mike Evans and Chris Godwin was a big reason why Tom Brady chose Tampa Bay. Yes. I truly believe in 2020. We look, who am I throwing to? And then, the rest is history. But looking at Mike Evans, it's hard to. That means you being reliable and you coming, you packing a lunch, you're always available most of the time. Look, he missed three games last season due to injury, and he didn't reach the 1,000-yard mark. It was against the Saints until he caught with a 9-yard pass on the final play of that 27-19 victory over New Orleans. And that secured the fourth straight NFC South title. But looking at this, and I think old school like Jerry Rice. Oh, I remember that cat. And look at Mike Evans, the only player in NFL history to start his career. This is hard to do, folks. With 11 consecutive 1,000-yard receiving yep. seasons. And only Jerry Rice had that many at that point. Now he's aiming for 12 in a row this year. As the Bucs are celebrating, because that's always big. Like 50 years of Buccaneers football, or whenever you hit United States, 250 years old, whenever you hit those benchmarks, you always celebrate it. So along with the Bucs being 50 years and celebrating that, I don't know why Mike Evans couldn't have 12 in a row years with at least 1,000 yards.
Well, and he is a future Hall of Famer. I mean, the guy's got a tremendous work ethic. He's in great shape again, looking at him in camp. And wants to win. I mean, the reason he is still hanging in there, the reason that Lavonte David, who you didn't ask me about, who's another future Hall of Famer, is going for a 14th season this year, is they want another ring. There's no mystery about that. They've talked openly about that. And Evan's a great leader, too, in that room with the younger receivers. Jalen McMillan, the rookie last year, really developed, and he credits Mike Evans for being such a pro and a detail-oriented guy. On and on. And now the Buccaneers have drafted an Ohio State wide receiver in the opening round named Emeka Abuka. And Abuka looks like the real deal. What do we know? We're watching him in a training camp where you're not going full speed, you're not getting hit. But Abuka runs great routes, big. I mean, he's going to contribute as well, but he's going to learn a lot from Mike Evans. That's where the culture comes in. That's where the culture of winning and success and how you take care of your body throughout a season, throughout an off season, and throughout a season has come through for Evans and for the Bucs.
Well, TJ, you know why I think the Bucs are so confident also? Because you look at the NFC. It used to be, I remember the NFC East was the NFC least, but not so much anymore considering where the Eagles are at, and you look at the Commanders. I'm not even going to count the Cowgirls and then the sorry Giants. But then you look at the NFC South, which has turned into the NFC South if you're not a Tampa Bay Bucs fan. And this caught my attention. I'm looking at how desperate the teams are in the NFC South. The Falcons and Panthers, they've each suffered, through seven consecutive losing seasons, while the Saints, since Sean Payton departed the sidelines, we're 21-30. So I think that's one reason why the Bucs and maybe their fan base are so confident. Because what is those teams, what have you done for me lately? Not so much.
That's right, especially in the Saints case. And look, I mean, we know what the reality is. You got a first-year coach. You got a young team. Who knows? I think the team in this division that could be more dangerous than Atlanta getting the attention is Carolina. I mean, Dave Canales was here for 1 year as the offensive coordinator. They started last year and looked, horrible at the beginning of the year. But look how that team came on in the final six, seven games, playing close, winning. Really should have beaten the Buccaneers in the overtime loss at home, and that would have really basically ruined Tampa Bay's chances to win the South and would have gotten Atlanta in there instead. But the Bucs had a great comeback late. But I think Carolina, Canales with Bryce Young, with some skill players around him, they may be ready to be like around a 500 team. I don't know that they're ready to win the division, but it's going to be interesting for all the talk about the Buccaneers battling Atlanta that Carolina may have a say-so. And interesting on the Bucs' schedule, they don't play the Panthers until the very end, playing them twice in the final 3 weeks of the season. So if Carolina is improved, that's interesting that those games loom at the very tail end of the year.
TJ, definitely appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, great to be with you guys. Football is back. Have me back on later in the year.
All right,
peace,
TJ.
Bobby Hebert. See ya.
All right.
No doubt about it. TJ Reeves, the Buccaneers sideline reporter, joining us there. We'll definitely be checking in with him throughout the season as the Saints have two of those matchups during the year against those hated Buccaneers.
Well, I had to eat crow in this. I thought Baker Mayfield, I said, I don't know, he's kind of weird, and he does too many commercials before he actually did something. And then he's living in the stadium in Cleveland. I know I'm joking about that. But then Carolina, he wasn't all that. Then you look at the Rams, played a couple of games. All of a sudden, he goes to Tampa. Baker Mayfield is the top 10 quarterback. I'm not saying top five, but like 9 or 10 around there. Baker Mayfield's been a stud. And I don't know, I kind of look at that swagger. Then when he took the Oklahoma flag and put it right in the middle of the Horseshoe Stadium of at Ohio State. And that takes, that's kind of ballsy to do that. But Baker Mayfield, I tell you what, I got to give him a lot of credit because I didn't think he'd be turning around like he has.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.